Hello and welcome to Betting on the World Cup. I'm your host, Adam, and I'm joined by Greg from statsinsider.com.au.
Thanks, Adam.
In the second episode of our World Cup series, we'll be taking a look at Group C and D. We dive into Australia's chances against the French, Danish and Peruvians, as well as Lionel Messi's potential last chance at international glory in the group of death, that is Group D. So let's take a look at Group C, Greg. France, Australia, Peru and Denmark. So obviously, there's the Australian point of view in this group, which is that of something of a massive underdog.
Yeah.
France being the giant. And then we've got the Peruvians, who will be very much underestimated through the wider footballing public.
Yeah.
And then the Danes, who have Christian Eriksen and a lot to prove. So where do you want to start?
Well, it's a really interesting group, and not just because Australia is in the group. It's Peru. Peru are the ones that absolutely throw a cat among the pigeons here. They haven't lost a game as a country in nearly 2 years, which I think inflates, the model is inflated by that, but we can't go back in time and make them lose games just so to get results that we think will happen. They've beaten, in the last 2 years, they've beaten Iceland and Croatia. They beat them only a month or two ago. They've beaten New Zealand, which isn't a great result, but nonetheless, they didn't lose.
Yeah, they knocked them off in the playoffs.
Right.
Yep.
They've beaten Ecuador. They've beaten Bolivia. They've beaten Jamaica. They've beaten Paraguay. They've beaten Uruguay, which are not a mug team. They've had draws with New Zealand, which I wasn't not quite sure if that was the first or second leg.
Must have been the away leg.
Might have been the leg in New Zealand, but they might have just been playing for a draw there. They've drawn with Colombia. They've drawn with Argentina, and they've drawn with Venezuela. The only time they've lost, you have to go back to November 2016, they lost to Brazil, and I think they only lost by a goal. So looking at a model from a model perspective, they've just been going up and up and up. They do come crashing down when we start to analyse the players. So their players are clearly not on the same world stage as the other teams. So that does bring them back down to earth. But our opinion of them, in some regards, is similar to the bookmakers. In other regards, we rate them higher. What is really important with Peru to remember is that their captain has been ruled out of the World Cup with a drug ban.
Yep, now, Paolo Guerrero.
Yeah, but he's about 34-year-old or something. But he is one of their top three or four players. He's their captain. How do they respond to that? From a modelling perspective, it's impossible for us to tell, but we do rate them.
So we don't know at the moment whether it's the model flattering them or whether it's that we're not giving them enough credit for their results.
Right, and it's not really up to us as data scientists to say, no, Peru aren't that good, let's knock them back. We just produce this information and try and figure out the probabilities from it, and on paper, we think that they're a pretty good shot. Like, we have them well above Australia. So therefore, we have Australia last. Because if you look at this group, France, clearly the number one team. In fact, we're giving them nearly a 10% chance to win the entire World Cup. So France are a 85, 86% chance of qualifying out of this group. Denmark, we have at 53% to qualify out of this group. We have Peru at 44%. And we have Australia around the 17% mark, like well behind the rest.
Now, that's interesting. I think France are probably the most talented squad at the tournament.
Oh yeah.
I'm not convinced of their manager Didier Deschamps. So I'm not sure. He's the right man. They have had a history of inconsistency under him. But I mean, you've got Pogba and Kanté in midfield. You've got Varane and Umtiti, and then Lloris in defence. Mbappe, Griezmann, Dembele, Giroud, Lamar, Fekir in midfield and attack. I mean,
it's a
really good squad. They bat deep in every position. They've got Benjamin Mendy back playing left back. It's hard to see them not topping the group.
And unfortunately for Australia, that's our first game. We play them. That's our first game of the World Cup, and we've got to go play them. We don't have in that head to head battle. We've actually got a bit of value on the draw. So we're essentially saying that we think Australia is not a great chance to win that. And in fact, we're giving them a 9% chance of winning. But we're giving them a 21% chance of a draw.
21%?
Yeah. So I don't know if we just want to shut them down, but good luck. But that's where the value is, and we have a slight suggested bet for that head-to-head matchup.
Well, it's no surprise Australia's not highly rated. They stumbled through qualifying. In my preview that you'll read on statsinsider.com.au, I compared them to a drunk man trying to get home and barely stumbling through the door.
True.
Bert van Marwijk has taken over from Ange Postecoglou, who quit after qualification. They're a tactically flexible side, but there are question marks in defence ahead of Matty Ryan in goals. Tim Cahill is somehow still alive and playing football.
I might be run out of the country, but the fact that he's going to be in that squad, or most likely to be in that squad, that probably shows where Australian football's at.
Yeah, considering his lack of club football action, how he's moved from club to club, and there are questions, but I think everything sort of is based around Aaron Moy, and I think because he is Australia's best player, and he'll be the engine that drives them this summer, but they are certainly up against it. It's a standard sedan going up against an F1 car.
Right, and so looking at the finishing bottom of that group markets, our only suggested bet in that market is actually for Australia to finish bottom. We have them at about $1.90 to finish bottom, and some of the bookmakers, especially in Australia, we're overrate Australia. You can get $2.10, $2.20.
So you should be scouring the markets to see what Australia is being overrated as.
Yeah, so if you can find Australia overrated somewhere, I would take it. And now, but on the other side of that, if we're going to not rate Australia as much as other teams in that group, then that means that there's betting opportunities elsewhere in that group, which is all in Peru. So to win this group, we have France clearly the favourite to win this group. No suggested bets there because the bookmakers are clearly on them. But we do have Peru to win the group at about $6. Now, this, I don't know what has to happen to France this to happen, but we have about a 5% edge in that. So it's unlikely to happen, but it's... They might be the underrated team. No way are we suggesting Peru is the best team in this group. But as from a value perspective, we think there's a little bit of value there, and it would be fun to watch France fall over again, I have to admit.
Yeah, I think amongst all this, we're also probably not giving Denmark enough credit.
We're not.
They thrashed Ireland in the playoffs, including a 5-1 win.
Yeah.
They built upon a strong defence with Andreas Christensen from Chelsea, part of that, and Simon Kjær, who is their captain. But the main man for Denmark is definitely Christian Eriksen, one of the world's most underrated players and playmakers. He scored 11 goals in 12 games in qualifying, including a hat-trick against Ireland. And I think he's key to everything. And he could really, really make some noise this summer. And I think they're the team that will get out of the group with France.
Right. And so for Denmark, we're giving them almost exactly a 1% chance of winning the entire World Cup. So... goes without saying that if you can find odds of over 100-1, that could be a good fun team to sort of support through the stages.
So it looks like they're getting in ahead of Peru.
Yeah. Yep, I'll just get those odds up for you.
But Peru are the team you're keeping an eye on.
Yeah, so we have Denmark at just over 50% chance of qualifying and Peru at 44. So maybe, like I said... as we know Peru's squad, so once we've got a better idea of their starting 11, these odds will change. But for the moment, we do have Denmark slightly ahead of Peru, which makes a lot more sense.
I suppose the thing to emphasise again is that the models are constantly updating.
Yes, they are constantly updating, and they will be updating on Stats Insider. These figures are only true as of today, this podcast. But we think there'll be a bit of fluctuation in Peru's price as we learn more and the bookmakers learn more.
So from here, we can move on to Group D, which is aptly named the Group of Death. We have Argentina, the underdog Icelandic side, Croatia and Nigeria.
It's funny. I don't know if there is a Group of Death. Other years, there's been more obvious ones. We're saying that in this group... there's a 9.9% chance that the winner comes from this group, and that is 7.5% of that is all in Argentina. So from a Iceland, Croatia, Nigeria perspective, where they're all roughly pretty good teams, maybe it is a group of death when they're playing each other. But, I mean, there's no Saudi Arabia, there's no Australia, there's no real minnow in this group, so maybe it is a group of death. I'm not, depends how you want to define a group of death.
I suppose not as a saying that all four teams are contenders for the tournament, but Iceland, Croatia and Nigeria, I mean, Argentina are the contender, but Iceland, Croatia and Nigeria will all fancy themselves to get out of that group, and that will be that will be the expectation of all those nations.
Yeah, so have a look at the qualifying percentages that we're giving them. We are giving Argentina an 84% chance to get out of the group. There's zero value in this. We agree with the bookmakers on almost all these predictions in this group. So,
it's a group of death from a punting perspective.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people agree on the quality of these teams. When there's a lot of agreeance, there's not a lot of value because the bookmakers are obviously taking whatever percentage they are from each bet. But we have Argentina at 84% to qualify, Croatia at 64%, Iceland at 27%, Nigeria at 27%. These are rough. They're within a percent or two of each other.
I'm surprised Nigeria is so underrated. They made it out of their own group of death in qualifying. They had Cameroon, Zambia in their group, and they made it through in Algeria as well. And they made it through easily. They were the first to qualify out of Africa. They have Kalishi and Anacho in attack, Victor Moses, Alex Iwobi, and John Obi Mikel anchoring the midfield. I think that, in my opinion, I would say that the models are underrating them. Yeah. Although I can understand it because Croatia themselves are a very good side.
I don't have the figures in front of me, but going through the actual squads of Croatia and Nigeria, I was surprised how they stacked up against other teams. They've got some real quality, and I think once we get a better understanding of each country's starting 11, we might actually see some movement when it gets closer. But for the time being, the only suggested bet we have in this group in the markets that I have in front of me is the tiniest of bets at 0.2% on Iceland to win the group. Now, that'd take something from Argentina to not take that title. But, you know, the game is being played in Russia. I'm not, you know, it's a long way from Argentina. The conditions might be more like Iceland. I mean, that's stretching it. But the model says 0.2% value on Iceland to win the group. And if you've got a spare couple of bucks, that could be a really fun one. You can sit at home. You can do the Viking clap every time Iceland play.
It's worth remembering, Iceland qualified in their group ahead of Croatia, who were forced into a playoff. So, though they are the tiniest nation of all qualifiers, they only have 330,000 people in their homeland, and 10% of them are expected to at least attend the World Cup in Russia.
I hope some doctors stay at home just in case something happens.
But Heimer Hallgrimsson has taken over superbly from Lars Lagerbäck, who took them to the quarterfinals of the Euros in what was a memorable underdog run. I just think this group has so many interesting facets. And obviously, there's a Leo Messi factor. Yeah. This is a legacy-defining tournament for him. Can he lead them at last to an international trophy, which they've been robbed of, not robbed of, but failed to win in years past?
Otherwise, he'll always be in Maradona's shadow.
Yeah.
The opening games, Argentina versus Iceland and Croatia versus Nigeria, there is a slight suggested bet actually on Croatia to beat Nigeria. So the bookmakers have Croatia about $1.90. We think they're about $1.75. So we think that Croatia versus Nigeria, that could be a good one. And then once again, a tiny little bit, maybe just for a bit of fun, we do have a tiny bit of value on Iceland to get a result against Argentina.
That's interesting. An upset, perhaps.
Oh, I would love to see it. And the model is suggesting it's more than a possibility than what the bookmakers think.
Interesting. Well, I think that's just about it for today.
Yep.
But thanks again for joining me, Greg.
No worries.
And you can find more of these predictions on AFL, NRL and the World Cup at statsinsider.com.au. And we'll be back again soon.
Stats Insider.